What is the Bhagavad Gita? The Bhagavad Gita is the Word of God in person. It is the divine conversation between a man called Arjuna and God Himself in the human form, Lord Krishna. The conversation took place in Kurukshetra, India, more than 5,000 years ago. The Bhagavad Gita answers the all-important questions of who are we? Who is God? Why do we suffer? Is there life after death? Is there life on other planets? How do we become and remain happy in this and the next life? How can we attain the kingdom of God? This is a narration of the Bhagavad Gita verses published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust International, Los Angeles. English translation of the Sanskrit verses by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Narrated by Titikshava Karunaka Das, produced by Kamlesh Patel. One may ask, what led to the great war on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken? More than 5,000 years ago, the great king Vichitravirya passed away. Because his eldest son, Dhritarashtra, was born blind and thus not fit to rule, Pandu, the younger son, inherited the kingdom. After the death of King Pandu, his five sons, known as the Pandavas, became the lawful inheritors of the kingdom. But as the Pandavas were just still boys, Dhritarashtra assumed the throne for himself. Dhritarashtra had 100 sons, known as the Kauravas. When the Pandavas came of age and were ready to rule the kingdom, they did not want the entire kingdom for themselves, which was rightfully theirs. They were willing to share the kingdom with their cousins. Thus the kingdom was divided into two halves between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. Duryodhana, the eldest of the Kauravas, was not satisfied with his share. He wanted to enjoy the entire kingdom for himself. He made several attempts to kill the Pandavas, but was unsuccessful. He then unlawfully took possession of the entire kingdom and forced the Pandavas into exile. The Pandavas then requested just 5 villages, one for each brother. To this, Duryodhana replied he would not give them enough land to stick a pin into. Lord Krishna pleaded for a peaceful and non-violent resolution to the land dispute, but Duryodhana rejected him and declared war on the Pandavas. The big war of Mahabharata was thus inevitable. In preparation for the war, both Duryodhana and Arjuna approached Lord Krishna for help. Krishna, as God himself, would not turn away anyone who approaches him for help, be they good or wicked. Lord Krishna offered his entire army to one side and himself as an advisor to the other side. Duryodhana snapped at Lord Krishna's army, and Arjuna was eager for the Lord himself as an advisor. Thus Lord Krishna became the advisor and charioteer to Arjuna. Arjuna faced a dilemma on the battlefield, whether to fight for his rights or run away from the war and let the wicked and evil sons of Dhritarashtra rule the kingdom.